Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Words of Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Wells. And today we're going to continue with what I like to call our AIMS, which is our adverse marital experiences. And these come from areas that I have studied and from clients that I have had where I see the most talked about issues in one way, but also these are adverse marital experiences because this is not the way a healthy marriage looks. And so I wanted us to talk about some things that I have seen to where I don't feel as if everyone knows that this is not a normal that they should have. If that makes sense to you. I see many couples that their normal is a healthy normal. But then I also see areas like having traumatic situations. These are also marital situations or marital experiences in the same degree, to where the marriage is experiencing things that it should not be on a regular, normal basis. Within that time frame, there's very much of an understanding of in love, especially the first 5 years or so. You'll see that there's still the in love, we're still dating. It's very much some of that summer season of the love, but also those first 3 years of a marriage are also the most trying as well, especially if you were not living together. But at the same time, those that were living together before they got married still have issues in those first 3 to 5 years, because it's a difference when you're doing it with a covenant and there's a different type of warfare that you encounter with that. And so when it comes to being in love, that is our feelings. That is the feelings that you have towards your spouse. That's the butterflies in your stomach. That's the, oh, she still makes me feel so good. And he's just the most, he's my hero. He's my best friend. Those feelings of love come into play very much in that aspect. And so the difference is being in love is very emotional. The emotions of that you have towards your spouse, you see those, you feel those, and you express those very much so. To understand being in love, it is one of the most romantic feelings you can ever have towards someone. Being in love is just, it makes you smile. Being in love with someone, it makes you sometimes forget if they have that funky breath in the morning. It makes you look past all the flaws, those feelings. You don't even see flaws within there. Being in love is just captivating. You can stare in their eyes forever. You go back and you can just remember talking on the phone all night. Well, for some people these days, texting all night. But I hope you were at least talking to your spouse before you in that dating era. But being in love, even for men, is a feeling that it's a feeling of pride in knowing that, man, she's mine. And I wish would come up and try and do something. That's my baby. And the women are just still loving the fact that, look at his hair, his eyes, the muscles. Those are great things on him, but I just love him so much. That it's all still there. There's, I have a friend now that just popped up in my mind, and I can't remember how long they've been married. But even now, she gets so teenage. She acts like she's in her 30s, but she acts like a teenager when she sees her husband. It's like, ooh, that is just a cute man over there. And she does it with a smile and she's giggly just for being in love with her husband. And it's so silly when you see it, but it's so genuine too, just for being in love. And I didn't want to run past that initially. I was just going to go over it, but being in love is not to be taken for granted. Being in love is not to be taken for granted. Because when you're not feeling loved, you're going to remember being in love, but the love part is the action. It's the action. Feelings versus action. Feelings versus action. When we're talking about being in love and or versus show love itself or love being in action, we have to look at it from the perspective of knowing that I am not just feeling this love, but I also know that I am loved because of what this person does for me. Yes, we say, oh yeah, I hear you all the time, but what your actions aren't doing anything for me. We hear this verse every time we're at a wedding, and it's 1 Corinthians 13. It's, many call it the love chapter, because love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy. It is not boastful. It's not conceited. It does not act improperly. It's not selfish. It's not provoked. And it doesn't keep record of wrongs. Love finds no joy in unrighteousness, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things. Love never fails. One translation even says love never ends. So with that, I wanted us to look at a couple of things that I've noticed. And when someone is not feeling loved, or they're not seeing love in the home, back with that scripture, I want you to remember that love does not envy. In other words, there's no ill will towards your spouse. For example, just because your spouse may make more than you, or they're in better health, or they may be the popular one, or the social butterfly, or they're experiencing success in a by profit or whatever that area is, you're seeing that success on them. That does not warrant us to have ill will or envy our spouse. What's funny is I remember the old show Family Matters, and there was a time where Carl Winslow was talking about making the decisions for the home between him and Harriet. And they actually came up a few times within there. And he presented the scenario to where, I don't know why we're even talking about this decision that they have to make, but I make the most money, so I'm the breadwinner. And what I say goes. So you can imagine watching Harriet experience those things and the feeling she had when he said that. And because of TV, he said, well, I apologize because of what he did and what he said. But he said he wasn't sorry for, he meant what he said. He just shouldn't have said it. And I'm like, wow. And then, like I said, there was many episodes with it, that same scenario with it. And it came up again later, in a couple of seasons later. And he said the same thing. It was about the money. He didn't say this one in that episode. However, because Harriet made more at the end of tax season, he got another job. Because his spouse was experiencing more success on her job than he was. And so we're not to have that ill will towards our spouse. We are one. When you become one, if they succeed, you succeed. If their health is better, they're more in a healthy situation, that doesn't mean you cannot be. Ill will, love conquers envy. We're not to have those, show those feelings and have those feelings inside of ill will or envy. It also says that it holds no records. That is one of the most hardest situations that I have to counsel couples through. As we go back to love and it doesn't hold a record. Because holding the record is the judge and jury. Holding the record is saving it for later. Holding the record is to throw it back in their face because you haven't been able to get through and forgive. A true forgiveness. Holding records only holds your marriage back. I'll say it again. Holding records holds your marriage back. Love is not selfish. You don't look out for your own interests. Because you have to remember, Christ came to serve his bride. We cannot go forth and make decisions for our own beneficial gain as an individual in a marriage. Selfishness, you're putting yourself first for your own benefit. That's not love. That's selfish. There's pride in there. Pride and love can't be together. Pride and love cannot go together. Prime example, pride was Lucifer. Love is God.
They cannot go together.
I see many times where couples are trying to make progress in their marriage and they're trying to do things successfully, but they are also making decisions and they're trying not to make a selfish decision as perceived by the other spouse that they've been doing. They don't want it to seem as if now I'm making this, I'm trying to make a decision for both of us, but it's going to, or I'm trying to make a decision and it's going to seem selfish. When you're making decisions with your spouse, it's for the best interest of the marriage. You came to serve. Love in action is seen when you're serving. I can tell you how much you love your spouse by how much you serve them. I can tell you how much, and just in case you're not married, if you're single, I can tell you how much someone loves their mother, even their local church, by how much they serve. I can tell you how much you love God by how much you serve. How about that? I can tell you how much you are in love and love God by how much you serve Him. You look at it as two ways. I have to serve, or I get to serve. But remember, love never fails. So I want to pray for those marriages that are dealing with being unloved. Lord, today I pray that the love of God begins to permeate through this podcast, and that couples are listening to this, maybe even at separate times, but they're recognizing some things that need to be changed in their home so they're not roommates, so that they're not just friends, but they are married with love, married and in love, married and showing love. Holy Spirit, I pray that you begin to show the power of love in their marriage. And if they have children, that they are seeing the love from the father and the mother, that it is showing them that they, how they will show love to their future kids, how they need to expect to see love when they ever go into another person's home. Lord, I even pray for my kids. I pray that my two daughters see a home of love in action, love, the feeling of love between me and Kathy. That I'm not just their hero, but I'm their inspiration as well. God, let these couples see a magnificent change in their lives today. In Jesus' name we pray. If any of this struck a chord with you, or you felt like we're struggling in some of these areas, then you may need counseling. If you even need to reach out to us, please visit us on our website at hopewells.life, or give us a call at 839-235-0059. Or you can email me as well, and all that information is down here at the bottom. At Dr. Wells, spell out Dr., D-O-C-T-O-R, Wells, at hopewells.life. And we'll catch you next week. Have a great one.